Shalom Saint, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. You are blessed. This is yours, Joseph Smith, the Son of Holy Spirit, the wisdom of a generation. I welcome you to this morning devotion series with a topic which is walking in the newness of life. This series will unfold what it means to live beyond the old, what it means to be clothed in Christ, and what it means to be empowered by His resurrection. Therefore, let us journey together in the fullness of life in Christ Jesus. Shall we pray? Abba Father, we bless you for this opportunity, for this beautiful table that you set again before us this morning. Father, as we partake to this table, we pray that may any error in our understanding come to light in order that we may fully represent you as your true Son. In Jesus' name, amen. You are highly blessed. My basic verse is found in Romans chapter 6, verse 4, which read as thus, "We were buried with him through baptism into death, that just as Christ was raised, we also should walk in the newness of life." So I'm still going to talk to you about walking in the newness of life. And I'm still continuing with the first pillar of the five pillars of walking in the newness of life. And this first pillar is our identity, your identity in Christ. And last time I spoke about repentance. So I'm still going to continue and dig a little bit more about repentance. This is what the Lord has put in my heart. So in my previous session, I spoke about death, and I said that death comes through repentance. And I defined repentance as turning away from selfness. The first thing when talking about repentance is giving yourself to the Lord. And this includes all the areas of your life. There is a lot of things that you have to deal with if you have to work out your salvation in accordance with Philippians chapter 2, verse 12 and verse 13. But in order to do that, there is a principle that must be observed, which is to turn away from selfness, turn away from yourself. Things will be much easier if you can do this once and for all. There is a lot of things that you have to deal with if you want to be the one solving matters, and you can't deal with yourself in all the areas of your life. This can be very, very long. It can be a very, very long process to do this. But the shortest way to handle this is to give yourself to the Lord. Give up to yourself, renounce to yourself, and let the Lord take charge. In everything you want to do, just tell the Lord to do it His way. That's it. It is unfair to ask help from the Lord and at the same time trying to help the Lord on how He should help you. You can't tell God to help you and say, "Help me in my way. Help me the way I want you to help me." It doesn't work that way. What is the use of asking for help if the help has to come to you in the way you expect it? Why do you then waste your time with the Lord if you can do it better than Him? You have to trust the process. If you have to do it better, if you think that you can do it better than Him, then go ahead and do it your way. It shows that you have no trust in the process. You don't understand the process. You don't understand what you want. You don't even understand what it means to be helped. You always try to help God and teach Him how He should help you. It's not that way. Repentance is not about managing your own transformation. It is about yielding to God's process. Hallelujah. When you give yourself away, you have to yield to God's process. It's not like a person wanting money to celebrate his diploma, achievement, or anything, or even pay the rent or anything. But when you pray to the Lord, you say, "Lord, please help me. I want money for this celebration. I want money to handle this situation." And at the same time, you ask money from your partner or your parent or family member, your husband, wife, like anyone else, and you expect money to come from this specific person. While you're praying the Lord with this person in mind, thinking that the help will come from this specific person that you have in mind. I don't know if you understand. You pray, you say, "Lord, help me." But when you say, "Lord, help me," in your mind, you think that God, or you plan that God should help you through this specific person. God does not work that way. When you need help, you ask and let Him do it His way. Why do you have to ask help from the Lord and expect His help to come the way you want it to be? That equation. You have to trust the process. And when you ask the Lord to intervene in your life, your eyes must see Him only and not anyone else in your mind. This is the principle of giving yourself to the Lord. Having Him alone in all the areas of your life. Seeing Him as the provision to all your needs. Considering Him as the answer to everything, not a human being being in your mind when you're praying to the Lord. You cannot say, "Lord, please, I need peace. Lord, I need a job," but you are busy looking at a certain manager to give you a job. And when you're praying, your attention is drawn to that manager instead of it being to the Lord. I don't know if you understand. You should not take anything in charge. Renounce to your nature. Kill yourself. Not literally, I'm not saying take a knife and end your life, but I'm saying kill yourself through giving up to all your plans. All your plans. See everything else like nothing for the sake of the Lord. Listen to what Apostle Paul is saying in Philippians. I'm going to read Philippians chapter 3, verse 8 to 11. It reads as thus, verse 8. Indeed, I count everything as loss because of this surpassing worth of knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord. For His sake, I have suffered the loss of all things and count them as rubbish, in order that I may gain Christ. Verse 9, and be found in Him, not in myself, be found in Him, not having a righteousness of my own that comes from the law, but that which comes from faith in Christ. The righteousness from God that depends on faith. And verse 10, he says, that I may know Him and the power of His resurrection. And may share His sufferings, becoming like Him in His death, that by any means possible, I may attain the resurrection from the dead. So you have to become like Christ in His death. How was He in His death? He said, unto your hand, Father, I commit my spirit. Unto your hand, Father, I give up to myself. Unto your hand, Father, I say this, forgive them, they did not know what they are doing. Christ was forgiving the people that did not need His forgiveness. The people that were crucifying Him, that were killing Him. He surrendered to His will. He said, no, Father, if it was for me, remove this cup. But He understood that it wasn't about Him. He had to go through this process. The Father did not want to spare Jesus. He wanted Him dead. He wanted Him dead. That was the mission. This is a talk of a person who is dead to self. He says, I count everything else as loss. Houses must become nothing in your eyes. It must become worthless in your eyes. Money must become worthless in your eyes. Yes, we all need money. But we cannot be up to anything to gain money. Money should be without weight in our eyes. It should be without weight. Not less important, important but without weight when it comes to the Lord. You know the names of all the brands of cars, but you do not know the names of all the books of the Bible because you have no fellowship with the Lord. You only have fellowship with the world and the things of the world. But you must count everything as a loss. You cannot love the things more than the love you have for the creator of the things. Christ must become number one in your life, in all the areas. And you must always see Him, and Him only must be worthy of everything in your life. When it comes to you comparing yourself with money or with Christ, you should see Christ above all these things. These things of the world, they are nothing. The Bible says, the world and all it belonging shall pass. You have to lose yourself in the Lord to a point that before you open your mouth to speak, you make sure that He wants you to speak. He wants you to say what you want to say. You cannot know Christ and the power of His resurrection if you do not die to self. Give yourself to the Lord for you to know the power of the resurrection. You must first become like Him in His death by giving up to yourself, by giving up to your will, so that Him can take place. Stop wasting your time saying to the Lord, I'm sorry for this and that. I'm sorry for this and that. This is wrong. You have to grow a little bit, beloved. Grow up and mature in the Lord. The same things you said you are sorry about yesterday, they are still the same thing you are doing today. What you say, Lord, I'm sorry for this, you are still doing the same thing today. Don't you see that? It's worthless. The Lord gave His beloved Son Jesus to show you the example, to teach you how you have to give yourself to Him as well. You have to give yourself to Him so that the Lord can house Himself in you. You do not know how to please the Lord. You do not know what pleases the Lord and what does not please Him. When you say you are righteous, according to who? According to you or according to Him? When you say, I'm God's child, God's bestie, according to who? According to you or according to Him? Is He aware that He's your bestie? Or He's just your bestie in your mouth and in your mind? He Himself knows what He wants. God knows what He wants. He knows what He wants. And He knows what He does not want. Giving yourself away to Him, it's allowing Him to make a decision in your life and choose what to drive away in your life. And not according to what you want Him to do. You cannot choose for God what He likes and what He does not like. That is so that the Lord can resurrect in you. This should be more practical in your life than just a theory. Hallelujah. This should be more serious, and it should be a must in your heart. You have to desire to house the Lord. Desire to house the greatest power of all in all this world and beyond this world. Let Him be the one to deliver you. You don't tell God, deliver me this way. Let Him decide on how to deliver you. Let Him be the one to save you. And most importantly, let Him be the one to choose how He will do it, and not you choosing for Him how and how He shall do things. You don't have to choose for God how to bless you. You don't have to choose for God how to help you. You don't have to choose for God how He can do things for you. You don't even have to tell Him, Lord, this is what I want. This is what is best for me. You don't know what is best for you. He knows what is best for you. He knows it. He knows what is best for you. That's what you have to do. Give yourself away. Lose yourself in Him. Find a hiding place in Him. The Bible says, as the deer pants for water, so my soul longs for you. Your soul must long for Christ. Your mind must long for Christ. You must need Him and desire Him. Show Him, Lord, that I desire You more than anything. I desire You more than I desire the world. I desire You more than I desire myself. I see nothing good in me. I see no life without You. I'm lost in You, Lord. I need You. Please come through for me. House Yourself in me. I want to carry You. I want You to be God in my life. I want you to be the solution in my life. I want You to deliver me and transform me. Yes, I can make a lot of mistakes. I will say, I'm sorry. But this time, Lord, I want to mature. I want to come up where You are. I want to say, Father, yes, house Yourself in me. Have a way in me. Dwell in me. Come, deliver me. Sort me out. You have to see the world diminishing in your eyes. Oh Lord, we need You. Yes, Father, this morning, yes, Father, we desire You. Yes, You are the solution to our problem. Yes, we want to get lost in You. Help us to lose ourselves in You. Help us to look it only upon You. Help our eyes to be consistent upon You. Father, we don't want anything else. We really want to desire You. Teach us how we can give ourselves away. Yes, Father. As we start this beautiful day, we need You again. Continue to teach us, inspire us more, everything about giving ourselves to You. If You can take place, if You can have a way in our lives, Father, whatever that we think that is bigger will diminish and become nothing. Help us to see ourselves nothing. Help us to learn how to partake, to die to ourselves, how to love You, how to house You. In Jesus' name, give us this desire, Almighty Father. We need You, Adonai. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. So as you begin this beautiful day, I want you to keep on praying. Start throughout the day. Keep on desiring the Lord. Look at all the areas of your life, the areas that are tough for you. And tell Him to come and help you in all those areas so that you can know how to give yourself to Him. In the mighty name of Jesus, shalom, shalom, and I will be again with you very, very soon. You are highly blessed.